This is KLCC News. I'm Desmond O'Boyle. Apparent Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump held a rally in Eugene Friday night. KLCC's Rachel McDonald was at the rally and joins me in the KLCC studios. So, set the scene. How many people showed up? Where did they come from?
According to police, there were just under 4,400 people inside the Lane Events Center for the Trump rally. There were also quite a few outside who didn't make it in, and there were hundreds of people protesting Trump. The people we spoke with inside were mainly from Eugene and Springfield. We also talked with a couple of people from Corvallis, and the crowd included a variety of ages, but I didn't see a lot of ethnic diversity.
So did he offer policy proposals?
He was light on specific policy. He did talk a few times about building a wall along the southern border with Mexico. And that drew huge cheers from the crowd. He said he would make companies pay when they ship jobs out of the country. He also said he would bring jobs back to the U.S.
So did he address job concerns in rural areas?
To some extent, yes. He, or as he called them, his statisticians, did some research on Oregon. Trump mentioned poverty in rural areas of the state, the high number of people on food stamps, and the loss of timber jobs.
Timber is a crucial industry in Oregon, but it has been hammered by federal regulations, right? Oregon lost three-fourths of its timber mill since 1980. Is that possible? Three-fourths. That's a lot of timber mills, right?
So did he talk about the environment?
Only in that he said he would bring back timber jobs, which may mean he wants to increase logging on federal land, but he didn't make specific mention of environmental issues, besides saying that it's beautiful in Oregon, or as he called it, Oregon.
It's beautiful. By the way, I have to tell you, the trip in, so beautiful. The fields, the trees, and look at all these strong people out here in the audience.
Well, what did he talk about for an hour and 15 minutes?
Well, in a lot of ways, it was a typical stump speech. You know, he talked about how well he did in Indiana and the fact that when he began his run for president, there were 16 Republican candidates, and now he's the apparent nominee. He attacked Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton and Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. He also spoke disparagingly of the media. And Trump urged people to vote in the primary. He said he thinks he can win in Oregon in November.
We're going to start winning again. You're going to cast that vote in a week, and then you're going to cast that big vote in November. And you're going to look back, and you're going to say they are the greatest votes you've ever cast in your entire life.
Rachel, what is your takeaway from this rally? What impression were you left with as it ended?
It definitely looked like Trump has some passionate support from people in the region. And it looks like, you know, Trump has really tapped into some anger and frustration of Americans who feel like they've been left behind. You know, and if Trump is the nominee, which is looking very likely, it looks like it's going to be a big battle for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders as the Democratic nominee in November.
Thanks for the update, Rachel.
You're welcome.
KLCC's Rachel McDonald was at the Lane Events Center in Eugene Friday night at the Donald Trump rally. For KLCC News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.